people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And if you're running some sort of speaker or headphone cleansing program that requires you to run sound through it for about 40 minutes while you go and do something else to better yourself, you've come to the right place. This production will bombard your helpless sound system with mindless chatter, leaving your circuitry clean and bored. I'm told there are those who actually sit and listen to this. I'm also told there was a giant moth creature that terrorized West Virginia for about a year, to which I say, I have alibis for all of those dates. Whichever category you're in, I'm left with no choice but to say, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Usador?
I thought we were switching up the order. Never mind. Go ahead.
Arnie, this is going to get confusing. Chunt and I decided to switch names for a day. Chunt, go ahead.
Yes. I am Well, and I am Chunt, the greatest shapeshifter who has e'er lived. Oh, there is no form which I cannot take, for the goddesses demand it that there be an animal that can be any animal he doth wish.
Yeah. Okay, that about covers the Chunt portion of the intro, I think.
Bing Bong.
Yes, Bing Bong to you as well, sir. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
Blue robes.
Hoobastank.
Wizard staff. Slime time? I don't know.
So wait, did you guys trade names or trade personalities? Or both?
I guess it's just names, but it's weird to have a name like Usador and not be wizardly, I guess? And not reference, like, wizardly things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, suddenly if you're Usador, you're gonna yell things like slime time. It's one of my go-tos.
Usador, what percentage of your personality is your name? I think I know the answer to this.
What percentage of my persona is my name? 100p.
Yeah. Guys, look, you know me. I'm totally game. I roll with the punches. There's no one in the business better than me of going like, you establish a premise and I'm going to go with it the whole time without a hitch.
I forgot that guy came in the bar and punched Arnie and he rolled so many times.
I roll so many times with the punches. See, I yes-anded that whole premise right there. But isn't it going to be confusing?
For who?
For everybody. Right, Chunt? Right, Usador?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Chunt, do you mind destroying the spell that...
Sure, I can undo the spell that switched on.
Wait, there was a spell backing this up? Because I don't think you guys were 100% consistent.
I think it was perfect. But Girlathi Kani Funi Wishiva!
Oh, and I probably also have to do the spell.
Yes, you should.
Because legally, I'm Usador right now.
Do the exact same spell.
Delicious Sawata Sataha!
Nailed it.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Call me Chunt, Arnie.
Chunt?
Yeah, that's me. Haha.
Usador?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Names that if you did air to let them cross your lips, most assuredly your eyebrows would grow into your hairline and your forehead would disappear.
Previously known as Chunt. Arnie, would you believe with all the dicking around we're doing that there's two wars going on?
Two wars, at least.
Yeah.
Huh. And yet we choose to just talk about names more.
Well, it's a sad time, you know. Sometimes you need something to relieve that pressure of the terrible burden of the terrible things going on in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Arnie, I should say, you might, if you leave the tavern, you might see signs popping up all over. The animal war officially has a name. It's called Sal.
Sal?
Sal. So it's sea, air, land.
Sea, air, land. Sal. Okay.
Sal. Sea, air. It's because it's, you know, because it's the sea.
It's an acronym.
The yeah, it's an acronym. Sure. And you might also see some signs are saying Yard Sal. And of course, Yard is an acronym that is standing for.
Mm-hmm. That is standing for.
We all know.
Yes. Yes. All are determined. And the R stands for R. Yes, all are determined. Sal. Huh, and it's because Okay. Everyone's sort of staunchly in their camps, land versus air versus sea.
Yeah. So if you see the war going on, you better call Sal.
Yeah, I guess I hate to give that to you, but I guess you're right. Don't love it, but yeah, I guess you are.
This conversation's breaking bad.
Look, here's the thing. Stay with it. If you don't love Better Call Sal, stay with it. It takes a little bit. You're going to love it.
Okay,
you're going to love what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah. Arnie, how are you doing, buddy?
I feel like I'm doing okay.
No one ever asked you. How are you doing?
Thank you for asking. I'm good. You know, running the Wanderlost is a lot of work. It's hard to run a bed and breakfast that moves around all the time. People are very angry at me.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone that, like, tries to spend the night here is always very angry at me.
They wake up someplace else. That's not what they
exactly.
intended.
Yeah, that is not good. That is a real flaw in the business plan of this place, this cursed wandering tavern.
Oh, and the walls are so thin, Arnie. I can hear everyone.
Yeah.
Fighting, eating, brushing their teeth. It's just, the walls are too thin.
Yeah, and last week we hosted that masturbator convention.
Excuse me? We did?
We did. You didn't know?
Arnie, are
That's
you sure
why?
About that? You just looking in a mirror?
Well, something was going on. Something was going on.
Arnie, what's this first place badge you have on your chest? What is that?
Unrelated.
First place.
Unrelated.
MC, huh?
Yeah, first place. I masturbated. The Wanderlost.
Chunt, Arnie's right. I heard them all night. They were up playing cards, drinking, telling stories about masturbating, some of their greatest highs and lowest lows.
They wouldn't
the best
stop.
Places they've masturbated.
They wouldn't stop talking about it. I was just like, guys, get a room and go masturbate, so I won't have to hear you talking about it.
Oh, thank God a guest is coming downstairs. Over here. Do you want to have breakfast over here?
Yes, can you just hide me for like 30 seconds, please, while this person walks by? Can I just hide under one of you?
Sure, sure, of course. Yeah.
Sure.
We spend a lot of episodes under this table anyway.
Okay, they're gone. Okay, thank you so much. You three were the least threatening people in this bar. I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, that's totally understandable. We three are here, forces for good. And you have
very
known
unthreatening. Very unthreatening.
Well, I mean, we're threatening to the forces of evil. If you were to do something evil, you'd see a whole new Usador.
Oh.
I'm Usador, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, evil is a relative term.
Oh, shit. That's his one weakness.
Ambiguity. Always screws me up. I can't even say the word.
Ambivalence.
Yeah, it's both of our weaknesses. Saying the word ambiguity.
Are you all philosophers? That was really deep.
In a way.
Oh, get a few drinks at us, and I guess we do start to talk too much. We mostly just kind of run this bar and hang out. What do you do, friend? What's your name? What do you do?
Oh, you're not Barrett's, are you? The secret police of Harridan?
Oh, no. By law, if you ask secret police if they're secret police, they have to tell you, and we're not. We're not secret police.
Oh.
Before I answer, let me take off my hat and go through all my badges.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm a sheriff for the miniature people of Waterfall.
And let me take out my paintings here, my mini paintings, and go through all my badgers.
I'm deputized in a hog's face, but that got destroyed. How long ago was that, Arnie? 4 years ago?
At least.
This is Doris. She has a nice hovel.
She's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know why I'm saying thank you. I did nothing.
Yes, I'm not a member of the secret police. I think you're safe here.
Very well. My name is Lady of the Garden, Tabitha Parsley. I'm on the run. I practice the dark arts of women's health care, and have been banned from Harrodin. And if I go back there, I will be burned at the stake.
Oh, that's terrible. Why would they ask you not to perform such an act? It sounds like an act of kindness and consideration.
No, to them, it is a woman's duty to die from a number of gynecological problems. I've spent many days in the garden learning of different herbs that can heal a woman and bring her back, or, you know, give her a choice if there's certain things she doesn't want for her life. And it was discovered that I was practicing these dark arts, and so I had to flee. And I'm trying to find a more accepting part of Boone.
Of course. Well, you're welcome here, obviously. And if there's one thing we're not ambivalent about, it's gynecological problems.
So I'm also a speech pathologist, if you ever need any consultation.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you say that? What do you mean? What do you say?
You know what? Don't worry about it, but if it ever comes up.
Yes, please. Sure. I need help. Please help me.
So you said that you were from Harrodin. Now, we don't hear about Harrodin much, but I vaguely remember that it's kind of a little conservative, right? It's a little, I don't know what the term you would use in Foon is.
Well, yes. About 8 to 10 years ago, it was a little conservative, and it was like, all right, I suppose if you're fiscally conservative, but let people live as they would like, I'm cool with that. But in the last 8 years, things have changed dreadfully.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should go on a quest to overthrow the king or to, I don't know, just get people the hell out of there.
Well, a lot of people are crossing the border recently to get out.
Oh, I bet they hate that in Harrodin. Border crossing?
They do. There are certain tracking devices that they're putting in place to make sure that people, especially women, don't cross the border to, you know, make certain choices.
Sure. Yeah, I can parse what you're saying, Tabitha Parsley.
I like what you did there. I like you. You all are very...
I like you.
Very, very kind. Very kind.
So how did you... don't mind my asking, what led you to a life of being a lady of the garden?
Well, I practiced something else that they didn't like in Harrodin.
Oboe?
I read books. Hobo?
You said you'd practice something you didn't like, so I assumed oboe, and I jumped in before you finished. I should have just.
Oh, yeah.
I should have listened. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Tabitha, I also heard hobo. I was so confused.
Guys, no hobo.
I prefer the term unhoused.
Yeah.
Well, I just was a curious girl, and I liked to read, and I didn't like the other things that I was supposed to be doing, and I was actually banished to a garden. I had to live in a garden. Mm-hmm. I asked too many questions, and they said, Tabitha, now you live in the garden. So I grew up in a garden amongst the different herbs and learned of their healing properties.
Wow. Arnie, this is something so unbelievably rare and special. I mean, you hear a lot of tales of, you know, kids being kicked out of the house and they're raised by wolves or raised by bears or something, and they become feral. Almost never does someone get raised by a garden. Whoa, yeah. What a special gift that must be.
Yeah.
It was. Rosemary and thyme and parsley and sage were my mother's.
That's lovely, but I don't think we should discount the feral people who are raised by wolves and bears because they're happy.
I absolutely agree. There's a place for everyone at the table, including the feral wolf children.
Yeah, I thought.
Tabitha, I'm so glad you agree because I thought Isidore blew it.
I was concerned that perhaps being cast out into the garden was sort of a punishment, but in a strange way, they gave you exactly what you wanted. More access to the ability to learn and grow and refine your craft and become an even better healer and practicer of medicine for those who need it so desperately.
Yes, but the better I got at it, the more of a target that I was.
Well, they got no one to blame but themselves then.
I know. I was banished with the men who dress as women in libraries for children.
Oh,
we were all banished together.
Well, did you have an umbrella out there or something at least? You weren't just like sleeping on the ground, were you?
Well, actually, I did used to sleep in the ground, but I'm not going to actually use the term that we use where I'm from. It's very derogatory.
Oh,
but
sure.
Where I'm from, the men who dressed as women who were a third gender. They built a house for me from their skirts.
That's very nice.
From their skirts. Yes, they built a shelter for me, so we found in Herodon this merry band of misfits, of healers and those who do not conform, built a shelter. We were almost, you could say, hobos with houses made of gowns.
That reminds me of a question I wanted to ask you from earlier. When did you start playing the oboe?
Well...
I think you said that.
I said that?
I think you... let's take a break. And when we come back, Tabitha, I notice both your thumbs are deeply green. I do want to hear more about that.
Sure. You got it.
So, Tabitha Parsley, you know, you shared a lot of details about your life so far, and I think, like our listeners, the one that I'm most interested in is, what's it like living in a house that's made of gowns? Like, is that challenging?
It was fabulous. Oh. It was sparkly. It smelled like a Bath and Body Works in 1996. Oh. It smelled like cucumber and melon, and there was love. It was filled with love. Oh, we didn't need windows or heaters. We had love.
Huh. You don't have to heat a house made of gowns?
Probably specifically shouldn't. And a house made of gowns is so long. Arnie, just call it a hogo. Of course, H-O standing for house and G-O standing for gown.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like a fabulous place to live. Very beautiful and welcoming. But were there separate rooms in this hogo?
No, we all lived together. It was, well, maybe a little communist, a little too communist feeling for the powers that be in Herodon. So there were several bans put in place. And then when my extent to my healing powers was revealed, that's when I had to run away from Herodon.
Sure.
Or face 5-7.
I want to hear more about your powers, because I'm very intrigued in gathering magical abilities from all over this land to help those in need. So please, can you teach me the magical ways of your healing arts?
Okay, so get this. If your head hurts, there's a bark I can take off of a tree and boil it and give you the water, and it makes your head stop hurting.
Whoa.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. That's good.
Right. Cool.
It's kind of a potion. I'll take that. I'll jot that down. Do you know what kind of tree? Do you remember what kind of tree that was?
It was ibuprofenol, I believe.
Ibuprofenol tree.
It's the name of the tree. But when things started to change, then they said it was the devil that was making the tree not have people's heads hurt. But it was just my knowledge.
Okay, so this is like a skill, more than like a, you don't have like, do you have spells? You don't need spells? I'd love to learn some spells.
Okay, I've got another one.
Okay, great. Here we go.
If your face turns very red and it's hot out,
yes,
you can drink a glass of water.
Okay.
And you'll feel better.
Okay.
Yes. Don't tell them I told you that.
Okay. I won't.
We definitely won't. Do you talk to plants? Like being raised by rosemary, thyme, and sage? Like, can you like talk to oregano and stuff?
I sing to them.
Ooh.
You know, skip the small talk and just go to the song. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, we'd love to hear one.
Can I just say, anytime there's a traveling band of musicians, they're always like, oh, Hogsface, it's so great to be in Hogsface. Oh, we went to that sandwich shop that everyone loves in Hogsface, and people are losing their mind, and I'm like, shut up and get to the songs, right? I don't want to hear you. It's just so, so frustrating. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that sentiment and cutting straight to the music.
Chunt, I'm sorry. Excuse me for one moment, Tabitha. Chunt, I have to call you out here. First of all, Hogsface was destroyed many moons ago, and if we were ever to go from town to town plying our trade, you don't think we'd pander?
I guess we'd be little panda bears. Yeah, you're right. Do you sing the songs in your tongue or in the language of plants?
The language of plants. It was my second language, but became my primary language. Oh. I could sing you a song if you like.
I would love that. Yes,
that'd be amazing.
And you're going to sing it in I guess
in plants.
Plants, just called plant.
Okay. Plant. That was it.
I wrote all that down.
I'm going to boil some bark in hot water and drink it. Sorry, that frequency was unlike anything I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yes, they vibrate at a different frequency.
Oh, Arnie, look, all the plants and flowers inside the Wanderlust, they're starting to kind of shimmy.
Yeah. Wow.
And that one dog over there put its paws over its ears.
Yeah.
Oh, that means he likes it.
That song must have been a fucking bop. These flowers are losing their mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sort of seemed like that song was total bullshit, but these plants seem to actually be reacting to it.
Well, I'm the Katy Perry of plants.
Oh, Arnie, do you know who Katy Perry is?
One of the most famous swordswomen.
Yes, she could sing and fight with a sword at the same time. She would parry your blows, knock them away, and then with her shield she would hit you back, and then she would sing a beautiful song at the same time. She really made a fool of those who fought her to be able to sing and fight simultaneously.
Although, didn't I hear that sword fighter is back recently? Like, been a while and everyone's like, whoa, that sword fighter is back. I'm not sure if we're really loving their new moves.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
Is that a thing? I didn't. Oh, look, Arnie.
I had no idea.
Tabitha, Usador, look, all the plants and flowers, they've lit tiny little torches and they're holding them above their head and swaying it back and forth.
Oh, I think they want to die. That's so sad.
Yeah, they're going to set themselves on fire. Vegetation shouldn't have torches.
I think they want an encore.
Well, all right. This is another very popular one. That's it. That was it. Very popular with clovers, oaks, other grasses.
That's wonderful. I thought that one was very relaxing, personally. I could put that on and fall asleep to.
Really? It's a song about death, but all right.
Usador.
Sorry. Usador. It sounded different to me, and you know, out of context, since I don't speak plant.
Arnie.
Yes?
You're from Earth.
I'm from another world. I'm pretty special.
Would you ever be able to take me there? Do you think I would be accepted there?
Well.
And be able to practice my healing arts there?
Okay, those are all distinctly different questions. I have not been able to get myself back there in a really consistent way. I do think that, would you be able to do your magic there? I don't know if it would convert. Would you be accepted there? I think some people would love you and some people would be just as big a dicks as people in Harridan, if I had to guess.
That sounds right. And Chunt and I have been back to Earth a couple of times, but mostly in the 1980s. Which nostalgia makes it seem like it was cool, but it probably sucked then, too.
Yeah, Tabitha, everyone's hair was so big.
It was big hair.
Big, big hair.
I had to tease my hair out. It was huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and Arnie, you should know, I forgot to tell you. I made a little, sort of like a little flashcard cheat sheet for all of our guests and put it on the table here, kind of laminated it. And it just says, 1, you're on a podcast. 2, Arnie's from Earth.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's all the points that they need to know. Arnie, do they have lamination on Earth?
Yeah, but it's not the same as this. What is it all over this paper?
Oh, Chunt. When birds are fed food by their mothers chew up the food and spit it back into their mouths. And sometimes the little birds go, we don't like this food, it's lame. But then we take all that food that their mother spat out, then the baby birds spat back out, and we cover things with it to make it last longer.
Oh, and of course, that's called lamination.
Yeah, because the kids think it's lame. Lamination.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yes, of course.
They lament the food.
Exactly.
So, Tabitha Parsley, if you were to get to my world...
Yes.
I think secretly the biggest problem might be, for some reason, people in my world, when someone is just a little too into vegetables, it pisses people off. I don't know why. Like all of the other stuff, there's other stuff that might be controversial for some, but for some reason people on Earth get enraged when someone is just really into vegetables. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Would they burn me at a stake?
Good question. Maybe
they burn you for not having a stake,
or if you went to Arnie, what was that place we went to? Perkins or something? Ponderosa? There, mm-hmm. they burnt the steak. It was well done.
Yeah.
It was pretty
bad. Here's the thing about Ponderosa. They are going to burn that steak.
Yeah.
It's not going to be done well.
No, it will be done well.
Oh, it will be done well. That's
what
I
meant.
It will
be well done, yes.
Yeah. But it's rare for them to do that.
No.
Unless
you're medium rare.
If you're a medium, you could probably know they're going to burn the steak.
Yeah.
Tabitha, does that sound like a place you want to visit?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
To be totally honest.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah, it's not
complicated. Yeah, it sounds complicated. I don't know about the hair. I feel like that would be upsetting.
Yeah.
It sounds upsetting.
Yeah. I mean, I think we could do something what you're doing here. I think we could, you know, just like kind of give you a big poof in the front and maybe crimp it on the sides. What do you think about that?
Well, all right. And maybe you could get it to cover my face because I really need no one to bring me back to Harridan.
But you are a purveyor of medicinal arts. You need not hide, not outside of Harridan, for you are a gift unto this world.
To you, I am. To them, there is a warrant for my arrest in Harridan.
Well,
5 to 7. And if I'm a repeat offender, they'll cover me with tars and then throw popsicle sticks on me until I die.
Oh, wow, and that could terrible. Take a while.
Yes.
Take a long while.
Yes.
Santa are watching kids eat the popsicle, read the joke on the stick.
Yes. Mom, can I have a popsicle? And I can't help them.
Yeah.
I just have to listen to their whining until I suffocate, because that is actually how you die, your skin.
Oh, yeah. Right. Katara.
Yeah.
Yeah, Katara.
Right.
What's the extradition like between Harridan and other kingdoms in Foon? And I guess I imagine that if you're outside of Harridan, you're in the clear. But maybe, how often is it to get dragged back to the terrible place you were born?
Well, there's a special court in Harridan, and it used to be a lot more balanced, but now it's completely balanced to more conservative side.
I see.
So they've rewritten the laws. And now there are these secret police who will go and try to find the people who have tried to escape.
I see.
So
it's terrible.
If they find me, they will throw me into a wagon and bring me back to Harridan.
Yeah, sure. In that case, we'll cover your face with hair.
Makeover. Oh, and Tabitha, you've said a few times you'd be facing 5 to 7. 5 to 7.
5 to 7,000 years.
Whoa.
That's terrible.
So 2,000-year wiggle room? That's...
Yes.
It's quite a chasm.
Yes. There's you have 2 millennia of parole meetings.
Wow.
It's terrible.
Just depends.
And you'll probably be dead long before that, don't you think?
Well, with healthy living.
There's a lot of trees and plants that have been known to live for thousands of years, Isidore.
Oh, well, that's a good point. So are you actually a plant now?
Your hair is kind of a hedge, right? Like, it looks like a hedge. Am I crazy? Her hair is hedge, right?
That is a succulent that is behind me. No.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Chunt has very poor depth perception.
It's true.
He has a lot of great powers, but depth perception...
Back up, buddy. You are too close. Back up.
But depth perception? He's no good at it. And I haven't had too much to drink, Chunt. Don't tell me. You're the one who can't see where the plant is.
No, I am not a plant. I am just perceived as a witch.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I just understand how plants work.
Oh. Yeah.
So if I'm taken back to Harridan, it will be the end.
So we have the whole issue of Harridan secret police coming after you, but assuming we can bypass that, Chunt, Isidore, is there an especially progressive part of Foon that we could send her to?
Northeast, yeah, is very accepting. Mm-hmm. We are currently wanted there, though.
Yeah, they want to kill me specifically.
That's neither here nor there. But they're pretty accepting of peoples, and I would say you'd fit right in there.
Right now, a lot of wizards have locked down a lot of Foon. They're not particularly accepting of non-wizards at all. So I guess it's not a great time to be, like, relocating in Foon.
I think I'd say Mouse Town, but... Obviously, with the Sal going on, Mousetown is not
the
safest. I mean, here's the real issue. In my opinion, Tabitha, wherever you go, the biggest obstacle you're going to have to overcome is when you eventually get an invite for your 20th high school reunion. Because I think you have to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? You have to.
Yes, you have to. It's more a stigma worse than tarring with popsicle sticks than to not go.
Have you ever thought of casting a glamour on yourself that would make you appear to be an entirely different person?
I guess I hadn't thought about that. When you grow up with herbs, you tend to, you know, kind of just be how you are.
Right.
And let yourself develop organically, but I could hide everything about myself and go home to my reunion, I suppose. I suppose I could do that.
I mean, I don't want you to hide everything about yourself.
Oh, yeah, but disguises could be fun.
I just don't want you to get dragged away by the secret police, yeah. to be clear.
Oh!
Maybe a temporary disguise, like you pretend to be a man who loves meat.
Oh.
You know, unfortunately...
Yes, we can make you look like Artie.
Well...
You could? Yes!
Sure, yeah, if you want. Okay. I think I can pull that off.
I like vegetables, too.
Can we trade cloaks?
Yeah, Annie, give her your jacket.
Okay, here's my jacket. I just got this.
And here, okay. Let me feel your face. Let me feel your face, Annie, so I know the shape of it. Let me feel your face. Let me feel it. Let me feel it.
All right. You've known me for years.
I think I can cast the spell now that'll make you look like Annie. But let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Here, wait. Let me feel your face one more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This is going to be so freaky. Wait, is Arnie going to look like Lady of the Garden?
No, we don't need me to get dragged away by the secret police.
But we need to make it freaky.
No, Chunt. They'll both look like Arnie, and you'll look just a little bit like Arnie.
Ooh.
Yeraltron, Nikapathan, Arnold, Tafada, Tabatha, Basili, Akath. I think that's it. Did it work?
It's my face. It's fuzzy.
I gotta say, great beard.
Pretty close.
Wow.
Right? Chunt, what do you think?
Wow, my hair. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Look how tall my hair is. Whoa. Yeah.
Looks pretty good. The white in your fur moved around a little bit, too. You got a little more on the chin there.
Oh, wow. Look at us. Three Arnies hanging out. Three Arnies and a Isidore.
I'm going to say these beards are the perfect ratio of brown and silver.
Oh.
It's, like, intentional.
Well,
yeah, it doesn't look like a mistake.
Yes.
Arnie, notice how
I don't know.
Tabitha said silver, not gray.
Very kind of her.
Right?
Well, I think as long as I don't open my mouth or heal anybody, I might be okay for a while. How long does this last?
Well, actually, I put a little magical spot right on your neck there, so you can just tap that. Oh, there you go. Back to yourself.
Oh.
It gets you here. It gets you right here.
Gets you right there.
Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
That is fun. It's like a little tingly.
But you feel like the Ani is pretty good?
Yes.
How's the
Thank
penis?
You. Oh, I...
Don't rush to answer.
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one? Oh, I
no,
did it wrong.
No, I
then.
Didn't. It's, yeah, it's just... It's actually just the head, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't Usador, really need
Usador,
it.
Usador, hands off. Hands off.
Yeah, let me feel it. Let me feel it.
Okay, I've got some herbs, if you need to calm down.
Oh, that'd be great.
Honestly, if you could leave us a stockpile of herbs to calm Usador down, that would be incredible. Thank you so much.
Of course, I have multiple. Depends on what kind of calm you want. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He needs to sink into the couch. He needs, like, a downer.
Oh, an in the couch. Got it.
Yes, thank you so much. Also, while we're talking about sort of salves for us three, you know, Arnie sometimes wakes up, you know, he doesn't feel very well. And I'm ignorant in terms of, like, compared to your skills. Yeah. I mostly use these leeches that kind of suck out his humors.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something other than leeches that
I used to be so funny?
Yes. Stop using leeches.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
That's good. That's what I've been saying. I mean, that's what I've been screaming, frankly.
Shut up, Arnie.
Okay, there are these magical beans called coffee beans that you can roast. And then you grind them up, and you pour hot water over them, and then you drink the tonic of the hot water and the beans, in the morning, and that will make you feel better.
Oh, okay. Wow, so it's
you could also look out your window and take a moment and say, wow, it's a beautiful day, and just appreciate something. That will make you feel better, too.
Now, Tabitha, this bean potion, should I talk to Arnie before he's had his bean potion?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do not talk to him before he's had his bean potion.
Hmm. I'll put that on a flask or on a tankard just so I remember it.
Yes.
Look, I'm very interested in the bean potion, but I have to ask, would one of the side effects be being obsessed with the bean potion, like never shutting the fuck up about the bean potion, like kind of making it my whole personality?
Yes, there is a risk. If you do not already have a personality, it will become your personality. You might also start listening to jazz and talking about jazz when no one has asked you about it.
Maybe it's nice just to have your bean potion out on the balcony and enjoy your time. You know, there's a certain ritual to grinding the beans. To frothing the milks that I assume you would mix into this bean potion. And then you have to figure out what grind settings you need to get the right grind, the right consistency.
Tabitha, you've just told me about this process, but I feel like I'm already going to spend a lot of gold to try and get like the best grinding machine. And like, more so other people see it and they're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And I can be like,
I'm going to warn you that some medicine needs to be in moderation. And if you go too far down the hole of the bean water, the hobby gets out of control and you get maybe a ceramic slow drip. You will lose your friends.
Hmm.
Okay, and also, I'm sorry, you will not get a romantic partner.
Cool.
Maybe for one night, but the next morning, they will not want to continue this.
Sure.
If you talk to them about it, you can say one thing, but if you say more than that, that is a red flag.
It's a deal. Okay, so guys, let's right now, let's set our limit no more than 800 ounces of bean potion a day.
Sold.
Okay, cool. Tabitha, not going to be an issue.
Well, the good news is I'm very lazy, and I don't think even a lot of bean potion is going to change that.
Lady of the Garden, Tabitha Parsley, you've taught us so much here today. Let me take off my magical hat, reach inside, and gift you with a brand new oboe.
Thank you. You know, you talked so much about reinventing yourself. Maybe I should just become an Arnie who plays oboe. Maybe that's my new chapter.
Arbo.
Lady of the Garden, Tabitha Parsley, is dead.
Oh, shit.
Arbo is born.
Long live Arbo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Usador, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, but let me touch your face real quick first.
Okay.
All right, what's the question?
How often have you been turning people into looking like me? Because I could have sworn a couple of times recently, off in the distance, I've seen versions of me walking around town.
I don't know.
Everyone be cool. There's some constables just burst in the tavern here. They're holding up a little drawing. Sorry, gents, there's nobody who looks like that here. We only have a man who loves meats, Arbo. He loves the meats.
He's got the meats.
Well, he's got the meats. That's pretty good. He has the meats?
Blast us a tune on that oboe.
Just made that up.
Oh, is that jazz?
Clearly not the person you're looking for. Sorry, officer.
Tabitha, can I talk to you about that song you just played for 3 hours?
Too much bean potion.
It seemed like it was so inspired by, like, just all the predecessors of jazz. Like, if you think about it, Tabitha, jazz is like, how do I say this?
Stop him. Stop.
Now that I have this cool hair, let me put on a little sideways jaunty hat.
You have to save him.
Arnie, do they have jazz on Earth?
They do.
I think you said that they had it in that movie that you like, but they called it jizz.
Still, you, sir, my conversations with you about jizz are not for the podcast.
It's for that masturbating club you're a part of now.
I'm not a part of the club. First of all, it's not a club. It's a convention.
Thank God we brought that full circle.
I know how to make jizz disappear if you need it. I've got an herb
now
for that.
Now I've got my quill out.
I I turned all those secret police that came in here, I turned them all into ice, and then I shattered them into a billion pieces. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
That is incredibly helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
It's going to buy me some time.
Also, their drawing was terrible. It could have been anybody.
There's been a lot of cutting of funding for the arts in Harridan, so the quality of drawing has gone way down.
That tracks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just sort of a stick figure.
Well, they burnt all the artists, too.
Oh, terrible.
Yes. That actually is the... I know the guy who drew those. He's the best they got now.
Oh.
Tabitha, that reminds me. You're due some breakfast, of course, because you're sitting here with us. You don't eat meat. You probably don't eat plants because you're raised by them. What do you sustain yourself with?
Yes. I drink bean potion and, okay, it's very specific, but I have some chicken friends who lay eggs, and they say, hey, you know what? I really don't want this one. Do you want it? And then I eat them. Those are the
just
eggs.
Just the ones they don't want.
Just the ones they don't want.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I
nice.
Eat. But I haven't eaten in 3 days. Because I've been on running from Harridan.
What did I tell you guys? Birds are the best. I love birds.
Look, I think it totally makes sense. But the people who Harridan who already don't like what you do, don't tell them that you're eating those eggs. Because they're going to have some wild theories about that.
I won't tell them anything. Hopefully I never go back and I just start a new life as you, but...
With you. Me?
No, as you.
Oh, as me, okay.
But yeah, with an oboe.
Arbo.
Arbo.
Oh, yes.
Arbo. Arnie, we talked about Arbo being a bigger part of the podcast.
Oh, I didn't know.
Just on days when you're not feeling it, we bring in Arbo.
Oh, fuck, I'm almost never feeling it.
I could compose a new intro song with my oboe.
Could you compose an outro song?
Sure.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. One moment. Okay, let's see here.
Oh, she's lowering all the candles.
That's catchy.
Ooh, jazz.
Feels fitting.
Yes, that could be your new outro.
Oh, yeah.
It's my gift for you saving my life.
Thank you, Arbo.
I'm happy to give you that outro.
It's just what we do. We just save lives. That's what we do here.
Does anyone else have any other ailments that I can offer some...
Arnie, you're pretty messed up. What do you got going on?
I don't know where to start.
Is chronic disappointment an ailment? Asking for a framing device. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. The Lady of the Garden was played by special guest Caitlin Barlow. Check out Caitlin's satirical momfluencer account, The Cleave Life, and the nonprofit she creates content for, Moms Rising. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Sean Martin, Stefan Bouchard, Heather Giuliano, Zach Woods, Sheridage, Grace Reamer, Hope Miranda, as in I Hope Miranda eventually writes a sequel to Hamilton, the storyline is begging for it, Oedine, Matt Williams, Anthony Stephen Flath, and Bast. Yes, just the one word. You might even say, simply the best. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent episode, where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador try to understand some of the earliest Peanuts comic strips.
So Arnie, in this early iteration, everyone beats the shit out of Charlie Brown. They hate his dog. Let's kill this fucking old man. In the future, 40, 50 years from now, from when you read it, probably Charlie Brown, if he goes to kick something, he makes full contact, right?
Sadly, no. He doesn't even get that satisfaction. I mean, hypothetically, if he were like to kick a ball, let's say, just to randomly pick an object.
Okay.
If he would try to kick a ball, that ball would be pulled out from under him and he'd go flying into the air and land on his head.
He's not long dead in the future while you're reading it.
No. No, he's cursed to live for 30 or 40 years, same, exactly the amount of balding child.
Get a toupee.
To hear the rest, even though the game of it was pretty well telegraphed there, and to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.